It is the Panther Hour with MG and Liam. It's grand final week. Melbourne v Penrith. It's Victoria v New South Wales. It's the Storm Dynasty versus these young Panther Cubs, MG. And excitingly for me, it's Gaia v Gaia.
Yes, it is.
Because we all know...
Brother v brother.
Brother v brother. Sibling rivalry reborn. It is a great pleasure to welcome onto the Rush Hour, Matt Gaia, all the way from the Gold Coast. G'day, Matt.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Buffa, you'd be used to this, Melbourne being in the last 28 grand finals in a row. For me, it's been 17 years, so all these extracurricular interviews and stuff I've been doing have kind of taken me sideways a bit. So how are you feeling after another grand final for the Melbourne Storm?
I must admit, it is. You don't expect them to be premiers every year. I do have that expectation that when Melbourne take the field, in round one, they'll be there at the end of the year. Like, I know throughout the years when they've lost, you know, Inglis and Slater and Cronk and players of the such and Hoffman, some of the greats of the game, they've always been, you know, oh, Melbourne will be lucky to make the eight. And we've always had that habit of having a look and who was there rather than who wasn't there. And those two blokes doing that post-match, I was looking at watching that post-match conference with Bellyache and Cam the other night, and I was like, how could you ever back a team with those two involved? It's just too hard, and they've created a great dynasty and had a great support. But yeah, it's this time of the year. Hopefully, we're getting used to it.
It's a special club, and you know, for all as much as us up here in Sydney and you know, Queensland seem to have embraced the Melbourne Storm, but I think deep down, everybody envies the way they just keep on producing success after success. And someone like Billy Slater. Exit stage left, and along comes Pappenhausen, and Jerome Hughes comes along, and after Cronk vacates the premises, and this Craig Bellamy, tell us how special he is.
Yeah, I can't, mate. I'd need to sit around for probably hours and hours and just tell you a few of the stories, but he just got that knack, and I think also he's the top of the tree, and obviously, but he's got a great team around him, and he has all throughout the years. You see so many coaches that have worked under him have gone off and been successful at other clubs as well, and other players as well. But the best thing I could say, like the first day he arrived in Melbourne, we used to do a thing called the Tan Track around Melbourne, and we were scared. Like, we never used to, like, there was a 3.85k run around the Tan, the Botanical Gardens, and Bellyache's first day in 2003, we had this rumour, and it was Denny Williams circulating it, so no one believed it because Denny was full of... I think you and him went to the same school. but there's always a bit of truth, which is always... Both of you have always got away with it. Always a bit of truth. And he was saying, no, when Bellyache turns up, we're going to do 2 tens. And we're going, go away. He goes, mate, I'm hearing it. And sure enough, we did. But the other thing is Bellyache runs them with you. He was 40 and he was running with the front pack, and he would have, like, and don't get me wrong, I know what he would have done. He would have been training for months to make sure to send that message and say, like, you know, I'm in it with you. And we ran and ran and ran that pre-season and every pre-season since. But his work ethic, he's dotting the I's and crossing the T's. I've never seen anything like it. And he just has his standards, and he has what his beliefs are and what his inflexibilities are, and if you don't fit in, you don't survive.
We've seen time and again, Matt, what the Melbourne Storm system does to players. It turns average players into good players, good to great, and the greats, you know, there's a couple of potential few, at least one, but a couple of other potential immortals coming out of that system over the years. Do you often look back on your career, over 200 games, the first player to do so?
Are you referring to me as one of those immortals?
Come on, man. Come.
It's good to see humility runs in the family. Do you ever look back on your career, over 200 games with the Melbourne Storm, and think what it might have been if you'd been somewhere else?
I know what it would have been. It would have been nothing. It would have been. Oh, look, maybe not nothing, but I went to Perth, obviously, and that was on the coattails of Mark. That's funny. It's quite timely. That's after Penrith had cut me as a junior, and I just didn't think I'd have a career. And I was like, oh, it's okay. And he said, mate, just come over to Perth with me. And that wasn't an NRL contract or anything. It was just to sort of, I think he was just getting me away from the the negativity that was surrounding me at the moment. And then that part that led me to six NRL games over in Perth, and then I had to go to Melbourne after that. I didn't have a choice, and I didn't want to go there because I'd already been to an AFL town. And after that, it was just, you know, work hard. And we had Oakes there to set us up. So we had a really good influence of the Broncos with Johnsy and Reeves at the top in the admin, and Chris is the coach, and he brought a lot of his staff with him. So we're really fortunate that we had the right people setting us up. And yeah, and I never looked back. But yeah, if Melbourne never happened, I would have been. I feel like, honestly, I would have probably been a journeyman, and maybe only able to scrape, 30 or 40 games together at maybe three or four clubs with a bit of luck. So forever fortunate and honoured to be part of that club.
Just spoke about how special Craig Bellamy is, but that guy with number 9 on his back, who I regard as the best player that's ever played the game, showed us the other night in about the 73rd minute when he chased the ball that went downfield when he had no right to, really. Nick Kotrick was away, and just as Nick Kotrick was about to score a try, Cameron Smith came from nowhere and dislodged the ball and hence stopped the momentum of the Raiders right there on the spot. For a guy, we always call him the accountant, and he's got a body like accountant, but he must do a lot of core work and a lot of stuff away from the game. As one of his best mates, tell us about his ethic as well compared to other footballers in the game.
Yeah, mate, I think Vossi might have, one of the commentators said that's the greatest play of his career. And when he said, I said, I'll pull you at him. But, it's like I turned it. I actually coached my under 20s in the grand final on the weekend. And I actually took a screenshot of that and sent it to him. I said, this is the slowest man on the field running down one of the quickest men on the field. Why did he get there? Because he wanted to. And that's why and a couple of, maybe last year, he did a similar tackle on Dane Gagai. Dane Gagai got outside the winger and he was about to crash over, and then all of a sudden Cameron Smith's in front of him. And you're like, hang on, like, how'd you get there? Like, you're meant to be in the middle of the field, but it's like he knew it was going there, and he knew that at left edge was under the pump a little bit, and he just needed to be there. And so why was he there? Because he had to be. And that instinct and his brain is, I think his brain is his greatest power, but his core strength and his grip strength has been strong since day one, and he works on it. Since when I was playing there, he didn't have the attention to detail with the other stuff of his game. Like, he'd pass and kick and tactics and all that. He was really work hard on that, but he never looked after himself really well. He didn't diet or rehab or any of that, like, particularly well. But I noticed in the last, since I've gone 10 years now, I do see him. He watches his diet really well. He's always looking after his body, and he's getting everything out of it.
As MG mentioned, he's one of your good friends. Are you looking forward to being able to just hang out with him on the Gold Coast next year?
I hope not.
I tried.
Oh, come on, mate. You've got to do better than that.
No, you know what? I hope so or I hope not. A lot of people are asking my opinion around now, obviously, but I can, Mark, you can attest to this, and I certainly can. Like, when our careers were winding up, I don't want to compare myself to Cameron, but when my career was winding up, I was 33. I was probably, if I stayed another year, I would have been fighting for my spot in the NRL team, maybe on the bench or maybe playing reserve grade. So I was like you said, played 260 odd games. I was very fortunate to play those games, and why not try and go out on top, which I managed to, although we got beat 40-0, that wouldn't be on top. I did play in a grand final. This bloke, he's 37. He just finished fourth in the Daly M. He missed three games, so he may have won it if he hung around. And if they picked an Australian team tomorrow and he made himself eligible, he'd captain it.
Yeah, of course.
He's not fading off. Whereas that's, I had no choice, and a lot of people don't. It's phenomenal. Like, the amount he plays every minute of every game in the middle with 120 kilo front rowers run at him, and he doesn't raise a sweat.
No, he's one of a kind. And I think the people who keep asking that question about, come on, tell us what you're doing. No, don't tell us what you're doing, because be careful what you wish for, because once it's gone forever.
That's it, mate.
And such a special talent.
Oh, no, I've signed up for the Crum and A grade.
What about the fact that, are you worried by the fact that, you obviously, you said about that the grand final, you got beat in 40-0, but you also did win a couple as well. And what does it take for this mob down south to win this one? I mean, well, they're up north now, but what do you think? They've got a couple of stats going against them. They've never won a grand final in the alternate strip that they'll be wearing on Sunday, which doesn't mean doesn't mean that much. I've just been doing a bit of research, and I want to get that in somewhere in the interview.
you did too.
Tell us why they are. Tell us why you think Melbourne will win on Sunday.
Well, we've just been talking about him.
Yeah,
that's
true.
But in saying that, I'm really looking forward to the game. Like, and obviously we're on other sides of the fence. But you know, like for the game of rugby league, for you know to be a good game, like Penrith are a bit like us in '99. You know, they've got a few old heads in there now. Like, not a lot of experience, but we had probably a little bit more experience with Lazo and Tuira Nicow and Steve Kearney. But they've got enough. They've got 10 hours. Probably not enough like finals. Not as much finals experience. But they're just young and keen and. There's no fear in their game. And so that makes Penrith really dangerous. I think there's a lot of similarities around the teams. Like their nines are starting to dominate. They've both got good, great packs, skillful packs. They've both got a dominant half. And I think the other thing, both the sort of the secondary half of both teams is really stepping up.
Mm.
So like there's not that just that one side danger now. So, you know, Ollam and Crichton, you know, like there's some really good matchups. It's, I think obviously someone who's played in eight grand finals, he's been to a few and coached someone who's coached eight grand finals, they've been there before and they're going to help. Like you've got Jesse Bromwich, Kenny Bromwich, Dale Finucane, you've got a lot of big name players who have been there before, but I'm not a huge believer in just like, oh, just because you've been there before, you get to win the next one. So it's the game plan. I'm really excited the fact that I thought Penrith and South and Melbourne, they're all playing that really similar brand of footy where they just put the foot down and then wherever it takes you. And if it costs you, it will cost you. But if not, well, then we'll just go again and we'll go again and we'll go again. And it's made really exciting footy for the last few weeks. Like Penrith, I mean, Melbourne beating Parramatta up here 38-24. That's the most or the least Craig Bellamy performance that I've ever seen. But you know, they've worked out a way to win in different circumstances. And Penrith are the same. You know, they're winning big scoring close games.
It is going to be an entertaining one, that's for sure. We've got two very exciting teams, as you mentioned. All right, Matt, give us a winner, give us a margin, and give us a Clive Churchill tip.
Well, I have to go with, you know, I have to go with my heart, obviously. Yeah, look, I think Penrith by, you know, less than 10. I mean,
Penrith.
Make sure Melbourne. You record that. You just record that. Yeah, that was recording. You said Penrith. Wow, that's going to be a promo for the next week, brother.
Penrith needs 10 start. the Storm by probably less than 10. And I think, you've got to give it to Cam. Well, I can't say anyone else. He's the only one I know in the game, so I've got to go with that.
Outstanding. Matt Guy, absolute
pleasure. His kids are going to the same school as your kids. That's going to be fantastic.
Up there. Yeah, yeah, they went there.
When Cam moves up there next year, next door to you.
And travels down the train for Melbourne.
He's not giving anything away. I'm convinced he knows MG. But
if I know anything, brother, I'll tell you.
No, you wouldn't, you prick.
An absolute pleasure to have Matt Geyer on the show, a Storm legend. Enjoy the weekend, Matt. Enjoy the game. And
thanks,
look,
Liam.
Put it this way, one of the guys will be happy on Monday morning.
Yeah, 100%. One of us will be very happy.